part of the things you'll hear about tonight are how much time we spent together, which is beautiful and also terrifying.
Very terrifying.
We'll dig into all of it. But
later.
As a band, you share a car, you share hotel rooms. Well, we do.
Yeah.
We have a hotel room.
Yeah.
We have zero space alone.
Yeah.
Not healthy. And we also share an Instagram account for the band. Sounds like it makes sense from a business standpoint.
It does. That would be weird, I think, if we had different ones. Like Jim has one and Sam has another.
That would be also not, that's not healthy either, because then you might have more followers.
Oh, no, come on.
Anyway, don't look at me like you know that would happen.
I'm kidding.
So, come on. I would do so many antique-looking photos. It'd
I
be
know,
awesome.
Yours would be great.
So there's a search history. I don't know if you know this, but like if you all know this because you're all perverts. And if you're on Google or Safari or using a computer and you type something in the search bar, and then you go back 3 hours later or 2 days later, and you're like, oh, yeah, I was searching for that. And then you're like afraid someone else might see it. So on Instagram, this feature exists. And I was searching on Instagram probably for like the next show or the band we were playing
with.
And what came up was Sam's ex-boyfriend's name. When I typed in Jay,
let's not say his name.
We won't say his name.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So then here I am in the middle of nowhere trying to do something good for our band.
I was just curious.
I see Sam snooping around.
I was curious.
In the past.
He has two kids. I wanted to see what the kids look like.
So, fair enough. Cool.
That's all.
I think that's
they're
okay.
Super cute kids. But he was really wrong for me, so it doesn't matter.
Cool.
And so, we're fine. But we wrote this song with the idea of we allowed ourselves to kind of think about those people that existed at a point in time.
So it's dedicated to his kids.
No.
It's called Where Are You Now?